Welcome to another episode of the Sam Smith Audio Show. This is the first episode with Zane Spicer as the co-host. Welcome to the show again, Zane. It's good to have you here as a permanent co-host. What's up, man?
Thank you, man. What's up? How you doing today?
I'm doing good. The audio doesn't sound too bad on your end.
Oh, for sure. Awesome. I was
Yeah.
worried about that.
Yeah, no,
But I'm
Anchor's a really good app for that stuff.
Yeah, and I'm using a JBL Flip 4 basically as my microphone.
Oh, okay. That works. But anyways, let's get started with the first segment, the spotlight. Dude, okay, these bands that we're doing the spotlight on are fucking great, man. Pedal Weather, Honoré, and My Hands to War. We went to go and see them last Friday at the Eyes Up House. And for those of you that don't know what the Eyes Up House is, it's another local band here in Little Rock's house. It was a, house show, and that was pretty sick. What do you think about the show, Zane?
Dude, I thought it was fucking radical as hell.
Yeah, that was your first time going out to a show here in Little Rock in a long time, huh?
Yeah, the last time I got to go was at Beano's, and I went to go see my friend's band, Sideswipe.
Yeah, I still have not looked up Sideswipe yet. I'm sorry, but I'm going to as soon as this show is over with, I promise.
Yeah, another good band that was there was Wild Yam.
Yeah, I'll check them out too. Wild Yam and Sideswipe. Where are they from?
They're I forgot where Wild Yam's from, but Sideswipe's from like I want to say Conway or Mayflower, one of those two areas.
Okay, I'll check out Sideswipe. Anyways, back to the topic at hand. Which one of these bands that we saw Friday do you want to talk about first?
Well, I was going to say that both of those bands are also part of the local rock music scene.
Oh yeah, I know. I figured that Sideswipe sounds like a typical rock band name. Which one of these bands that we saw Friday do you want to talk about first? I was kind of thinking, Honoré. Kick it off with some stuff about them.
I'm done with that. I thought they were really cool. The instrumentals and were very heavy, which I really liked.
Yeah.
And the vocals, at some points, I heard that they were very like high pitched, and I thought that that was like compared to the instrumentals, that was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, it was. I liked how they had two different. You noticed they had two different vocalists, right? Like
Yeah.
they had two different vocalists, and I mean they had damn near everyone in the band contributing to vocals. And I heard them talking to. I listened to. But anyways, the podcast they did with Corey Fisher on the Crash Cast episode. They was talking about the drummer is going to be contributing to vocals and stuff before too long. So that's gonna be fucking sick, dude. But apparently these guys have only been around for a year and a half, dude. Can you believe that shit?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I figured they would. They okay from listening to them Friday night for the first time and hearing them. I figured they would have been working on their stuff. I thought they'd been working on their stuff longer than a year and a half, to be honest with you. I mean, they're fucking good for a newer band, that's still growing and putting growing musically and, growing their fan base and everything. Still, they are fucking doing great for only being around for a short period of time like that.
Yeah, and I hope that there was enough money raised to help them get back to Memphis.
Oh yeah, that was pretty cool. Did you I thought the coolest part was when there was like, they said there was refilling the jar to help donations for any given room. And
Yeah, I like the name of the charity, Any Given Dollar.
yeah, that was really cool. Yeah, I donated a couple dollars to that because I felt bad that I only had a dollar to put in the jar Friday night. So I went to Any Given Dollar and gave them a little bit more to contribute, So, and I
Yeah.
liked how everybody at that show, and I mean everyone at that show, went to see Any Given Room at Vino's afterwards. I mean, that was fucking great.
Yeah. It's a Any Given Room sounded really good.
Yeah, they really did though, But anyways, Honore's got they have a show coming up March 5th. They're opening for Greg Owens at the Growler in Memphis. I'm thinking about fucking maybe trying to make it to that.
Oh, I have to see
Yeah, the two
if my
we could see. I mean, if we do, I'll end up driving. But I think it'd be cool to go down there. It's close enough. We could go down there and then drive back after the show. It wouldn't be something that we'd go and fucking stay like overnight to see.
Yeah,
But
I just have to see if what my schedule is like. I mean, like,
oh yeah. Yeah.
as long as it's how I've been working lately, then I don't see any problem with it, as long as it doesn't land on a day that I do work or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, another tip that, or another heads up these guys gave me is they have a full length album release to be released spring, in the spring, like late spring, early summer. So, dude, I can't wait to fucking hear that shit. It's gonna be dope.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, that's gonna be fucking fire. So they've got some badass stuff coming up and everything too. My Hands to War, that's the next one that I wanted to talk about on here. Okay, but before we go to them, guys, you can find Honore at honore.band. You find them at, that's their website link. You can find them on Twitter at We Are Honore, and Facebook and Instagram at We Are Honore. And so don't forget to go and check them out. You can find their music and all of that on Spotify, which you can find everyone's music on fucking Spotify. And if you can't, then you need to put your music on Spotify, Zane. No. But anyways, there you go, guys. Go and check them
Music.
out. Oh, yeah, I was talking about your type beats. Put them on Spotify. No, but you should put them on SoundCloud, though. That's a way better platform. I don't know if you have to pay for it, though. My Hands to War, though. They've got some sick fucking shit going on right now, too, though.
I loved at the concert how their lead singer Todd started cooking an omelet during one of the songs. That shit was so awesome.
Oh, dude. I know, man. Okay. That shit was brilliant. Okay, I don't know if these dudes like planned that shit out. I don't, okay, they knew, they had to. Okay, Todd had to have known that that was gonna fucking blow up, man. But if he didn't, then that's just a crazy coincidence, man. These guys, okay, apparently Get Even Entertainment is now managing them after that. So, dude, I guess cooking an omelet on stage leads to signing a
Success.
deal. So congrats to them for working with Get Even Entertainment. So that's fucking dope. That's crazy though that how many views and shit that's got. Man, it went viral. And I don't know if you know who Jared Dines is, but he's really fucking big on social media. He does like a lot of reviews on bands and stuff like that, and like music reviews and shit. He's
Yeah, I've heard of Jared Guides before.
yeah, the omelet video that they posted on Facebook ended up Jared Dines ended up having it on his shit. That's fucking crazy. Yeah,
Is pretty fucking cool.
it is.
Yeah,
I mean,
the guy who actually filmed it and got it to go viral was Brett Cole.
yeah,
He was
fuck.
there at the show, and he is I want to say a freelance photographer. I haven't really gotten to talk to him very much, but his company is called Brett Cole Photography, I think.
Yeah, I've heard of him. I follow him on Facebook and all of that. Yeah, he's a freelance photographer, and he does a shitload of work in the local music scene with all kinds of different artists, not just pop, punk, or metal. I mean, I've seen this guy doing all kinds of crazy photo shoots and stuff. His work is badass. I love just scrolling through his pictures on Instagram and stuff. It's so fucking inspirational, man. But anyways, yeah, no, Brett Cole is a really good photographer. And if you look in the, if you watch that video, man, you can see it all over Todd's face that he knew that he was the shit in that moment, man. I mean, it was written all over. He knew what he was doing with that. He knew it was gonna go viral. But anyways, congrats for that. My hands to war. That shit's badass. Anyways, the My Hands to War is okay, their genre according to Facebook is a high energy rock and roll. What do you think about that, Zane? Would you call it high energy rock and roll or like post
I
hardcore?
would say it's pretty intense. They are definitely high energy because
Oh yeah.
Todd was all over the place that night. He was cooking an omelet on stage. He was bringing the microphone down all the way down to where the crowd was, and
He was
he
on
was
top
just
of the
all
fucking speakers.
he was on the stage behind some of the guys playing the instruments, and he had a lot of energy. So yeah, I would say it's high energy.
Yeah, it's definitely high energy
But
and stuff.
very positive energy.
Yeah. I think it would fall into the post-hardcore genre too, that's like Honoré and My Hands to War. Yeah, we've had some great things come out of the 2000s era from the hardcore scene, and now we're looking at the a whole new thing, that's kind of taken the hardcore and mixed it with punk rock and just created this fucking amazing new genre, that would be post-hardcore. That's the way I think of it, anyways. Think I summed that up pretty well. But anyways, they've got a bunch of stuff. I don't know. Have you been following them on Facebook since we saw them, since we watched them Friday?
I believe I have. I know I've friend of what I said, like Todd,
Yeah.
Corey,
Yeah.
We also got the pleasure of hanging out with your friend Ryan Self that night, the guitarist of Anchor the Appetite.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done a bunch of spotlights on those guys. They're one of my hands down favorite bands. You know, every time they, and the reason for that is just because every time they release something new, it fucking gets me so excited and inspired that, you know, I have to fucking talk about it. You know, I have to tell other people about this, you know. Just like I have to tell other people about these other bands, you know, and this great scene and community that we've built down here in Little Rock, Arkansas, you know. My hands to war. They've got some other stuff coming out. That's why I asked about that. Apparently, they're working on a music video with Hayden Valentine. I'm guessing. It doesn't really say. It just says on this post right here of Hayden's, and I'm quoting this, by the way. Dope stuff coming from the My Hands to War dudes, working with them on some juicy new stuff. Can't wait to show you guys. That is gonna be badass. Actually, it is called With No Mask to Save You from the Light. I guess it's gonna drop on on the 24th. So I can't wait to check that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I guess this is the album that you can go and pre-save right now. But anyways,
Not
that's
sure how.
the fucking album release. You can go, I shared a link to it on the Sam Smith Audio Show Facebook page, so you can go and check it out there and pre-save it. So anybody else that wants to check it out, you can go and check out My Hands to War. There's a link to pre-save their new album, Post-Fugate, on the Facebook page, Sam Smith Audio Show page. So go check that out. And yeah, I think that's all the stuff that I have that I've dug up on these guys so far for this episode. But yeah, Ryan is a really good. He's like my oldest childhood friend, and you know, I just absolutely love him, you know, because he's such a good guy. He'll do anything for anybody, man. I mean,
He
yeah.
was a really nice guy. Chill. Him and his girlfriend are really good people.
Yeah, they really are. They really are some just amazing people. And that other guy that was there, Noah, that's his girlfriend's brother. So,
Was he in classes?
yeah, he was the tall dude with glasses and boots and shit.
Oh, yeah. He was super cool, too.
Yeah, he's a fucking super chill dude, man. He's fucking great. He actually plays drums for Anchor the Appetite. So, yeah. But anyways, that's it for the spotlight, guys. If you want to find My Hands to War, you can find them on Facebook, Instagram, all of that. And I am a dumbass because I forgot to fucking look up the links for that shit. So, anyways, you can find Corey Fisher on at Fish Soup on Instagram. I believe he does photography and stuff too. So there is one person out of the band that I can remember a fucking link to his page. But anyways, you can search My Hands to War and they'll pop up on Facebook. Go and check them out. You can listen to My Hands to War on Spotify. That's the easiest place to listen to music, once again, guys. And congrats to you guys, My Hands to War, with the deal with Get Even Entertainment. That's super awesome, and I can't wait to see you guys play live again. And definitely can't wait to hear the new album that y'all are coming out with, and see that music video that y'all are working with Hayden Valentine.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that too, man. I'm so excited that they got signed to a label, and I can't wait to see them live again. They were super cool the first time I got to see them, so that'll be
Yeah.
really cool to see them again.
Yeah, that was really cool. Okay, that's it for the spotlight. I hope you guys enjoyed that and enjoyed all the information that we've given you on some new bands. Hopefully there's some new bands to you. And if you've already heard of them, then great. If you haven't heard of them though, go and follow them and all of that on social media. And yeah, we'll be right back after these messages. Later. This segment for fun facts, we have wheat. It's all about wheat. So let's get this started. And pros and cons of recreational weed. Mostly pros and actually no fucking cons because weed is great. Okay, first one. Legalizing weed is good for the economy. The industry could bring in or exceed $24 billion by 2025.
That's a lot of money.
Why in the fuck have they not just legalized it federally by now? I don't get it, man. That is a shit ton of money. You know how many schools and roads we could fix up with that kind of money, man?
Oh, dude, a ton.
Yeah, a shitload. And we need it too here, especially in Little Rock.
Because most schools, I mean, that I've been to, most of their problems are very minor, so it wouldn't take a whole lot of money to fix up the problem.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we could fix, a shit ton across the country, which we need to do, I mean, shit. But I mean, as far as roads and stuff go, like, we need to be able to fix roads and shit bad, especially here in the state of Arkansas, because a lot of these like little back roads and stuff that you drive on, they're shit, man. There's a fucking pothole in the curb in front of my house, and I swear to God, if you hit it too fast, it will take your whole fucking tire and rim and everything right off your car. Moving on to the second fact of why we should legalize marijuana. Legal marijuana decreases kids' use of pot, according to Washington University School of Medicine. So, apparently, when it's legal, the less kids are attracted to it and want to smoke it, according to the University School of Medicine. That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
I think the reason for that is because, kids are really more excited about the thrill of like smoking it, like the thought of doing something rebellious and illegal, And
Yeah.
so it kind of, if it's legal, it takes away that exciting feeling, or that. That sense of rebellion, it's like, fuck, this is something that we can do anyways, kind of
Yeah.
takes that away from it. And I think that's why less kids would be smoking, at young ages. So I know, say, you come from Florida, right? I'm pretty sure
Yeah.
they've had medical marijuana down there a lot longer than we have here in Arkansas, right? Like by a year or two.
I think so.
Yeah. And would you say that there's less kids smoking pot since they had it down there?
No,
Not at all.
not at all.
Yeah. But it doesn't specify though that if that statistic is from states that have legalized it for medical use or recreational? I'm guessing probably recreational, since it was the Washington University, and I'm pretty sure it is legal for recreational use in Washington, right? Anyways, you ready for the next? Traffic deaths and DUIs could decrease and not increase, according to statistics. Statistics in states that have legalized marijuana show an 11% decrease in DUIs and traffic deaths.
Holy crap.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? An 11% decrease in states that are have legalized it. So
Yeah.
the people that are like, oh, well, I don't want to legalize weed because it'll just be something that people can drive high on and get fucked up on and drive down the street on and kill somebody or whatever. Actually, that's not true because, for one, weed doesn't affect people like alcohol does, So, of course, there's not going to be a whole bunch of, fatalities and shit driving. And especially, I guarantee you, in a lot of those states, there's been a lot of people that have quit drinking and pretty much just started smoking weed, And that's
Dude,
probably
that would be
played a.
me.
What is it?
I said that would be me, man. Like, if I could like have weed all the time, then I would totally stop smoking cigarettes altogether.
Yeah, for sure. Because cigarettes are a stimulant, they're a stimulant, and they, that's why they deal with stress and things like that, Whereas weed, it's not, I guess it could be a stimulant, in some ways. I think it depends on what kind of weed you get, Because I know some weed could be more like a sedative rather than a stimulant, But anyways, they both calm your nerves, but weed calms the nerves a lot more for me, than nicotine does. But yeah, I could totally see where you're coming from there, though. This is a good one. And this one right here, you'll probably like hearing this, but not like it at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay. If it is legal, then it's regulated, marijuana. So if marijuana is legal, then it's regulated for the safety of the average smoker. Because buying weed off the streets, this is the problem with it. It could have mold, mildew, and pesticides sprayed all over it, So you could be smoking more than just weed when you go to your everyday weed guy.
Understandable.
Yeah, because it's not regulated through the state and stuff like that. I mean, I've watched plenty of documentaries on like medical marijuana in states that have legalized weed for recreational use. Anything that goes through those stores has to pass a strict guideline. They put it under a microscope and all kinds of shit to inspect it really thoroughly for mold or anything like that. And if you use pesticides while you're growing your plants, they are automatically going to fail the inspection and they're not going to be able to sell it in the stores. Now, these people that grow weed, they have to do something with the weed that doesn't pass inspections. Okay, so guess what they do with it? They don't throw it away. They fucking package that shit up and they ship it out east and they sell it on the black market, and it goes out to people like us,
Oh.
and shit. So that shit really needs to be regulated. I would love for it to be legal and regulated, and I could go to the store and fucking buy some weed that I know isn't going to have anything except weed in it.
I would prefer to have the weed be regulated as well because I'm not trying to get fucking anything. I'm not trying to like, make, 'cause I've heard that like people get weed cut with like cocaine or whatever and stuff like
Holy
that, and there's
shit. I haven't heard that.
And I'm like, dude, I don't want anything like that, man. So.
Oh no, cocaine's a horrible fucking drug, man.
Yeah, supposedly you, it's like basically a nugget of weed, but it comes with white powder all over it, which is the cocaine. And then you just break it down, and it's like you're basically smoking weed and cocaine at the same time, like in a blunt or whatever.
Oh shit. That's crazy, man. Okay, guys. Well, there you have it. The fun facts about weed. And you have all the reasons, or you have a good list of reasons there that we've given you on why you should get out and go and vote for recreational marijuana in Arkansas. And stay tuned for the next segment, which is the news, where we talk about the bill that's going to be on the ballot for recreational marijuana. And thanks for listening to Fun Facts. Later. Hey guys, and welcome back to the news in Sam Smith Audio Show. Okay, we have a badass news article. We have some awesome fucking information that I did some digging in about recreational use of marijuana in the great, badass, awesome, natural state, Arkansas here. Apparently, the Arkansas Recreational Marijuana Amendment of 2020, filed by Arkansas Truegrass, this amendment would legalize the use of marijuana for all adults 21 and older. It would be regulated by the Agricultural Department and the Alcoholic Beverage Control Division. Okay, guys, and apparently these are the departments and divisions and shit that that oversee medical marijuana right now. So, anyways, and you all know that I do not that I would love to see weed legalized just so it can be regulated, because I've watched documentaries and plenty of documentaries and did plenty of research on this from other states that have legalized it and stuff like that, and they put it through a very rigorous process for inspection, to make sure it's safe to be sold on the shelves in stores and dispensaries. So that's a good thing. So we need that to be regulated. Anyways, there will be Class A and Class B licenses with annual fees of $250 to $500 to grow it and stuff like that. A Class A license would permit the cultivation and sale of plants and seeds. A Class B license holder can sell plants and usable products. So that sounds like a pretty good system. It also allows people to grow 12 plants at a time and buy 4 ounces a day. There is an 8% excise tax and a 5% local sales tax. So this seems like a pretty good bill to me. This is the one that I am going to vote for. It seems like a way more, relaxed, laid back type of bill, $250 to $500 annually for a license. That sounds fucking great to me, so that opens up, this not only opens up and brings in more taxes and things like that, it'll bring in more tourist attractions and, also more taxes, but I don't think taxes are a bad thing, because it'll bring up the economy. It's going to create more jobs, a ton more jobs, so there's a lot of people, even if they're not making money growing it, they're going to, they'll be able to get, there'll be new job opportunities in dispensaries, as bud tenders and stuff like that, so this is going to be a really good thing, and I really hope this passes. I'm going to get out and I'm going to vote for it. So you guys, get out there and vote for the Arkansas Recreational Marijuana Amendment of 2020, and let's get this thing to pass, guys, because we need this, and also, if this passes, they'll have to free any inmates and expunge their charges that are people that are convicted of felonies for marijuana related charges and things like that, people that are charged with possession or distribution or whatever of marijuana, they'll have to they'll have to pardon all of those people. So that is a really good thing. I mean, everything about this is just good. I mean, we need this, guys, so bad. So anyways, this is a this is something that I'm always going to stand by, and no one is ever going to change my mind about marijuana, because statistics show that the amount of DUIs and things like that decrease, and with there's way more pros than there is cons to to this. So I think March 3rd or March 31st, something like that. That's pretty sure when the election dates are, or that's when you can go and vote and stuff. So make sure that you guys get out and go and put in your votes, and don't forget to vote against Donald Trump in this fucking next election. We need to get this asshole out of office, and fucking go Bernie. Alright guys, well, I'm out, and thanks for listening. That's the news segment. Don't forget the Arkansas Recreational Marijuana Amendment of 2020 filed by Arkansas True Grass. That is what you need to go and vote for. So get out there and vote. Later, guys.